We try to focus on the body in and of itself. In other words, you're looking at the body not in terms of the world, whether it's good looking by the standards of the world or whether it's strong enough to do the work of the world. Just the fact that you've got a body here right now. The same with the mind. You've got an awareness right here, right now. The thoughts are coming through that awareness. And try to stay on the level of that present moment awareness. The thoughts are like little worlds that you can go into, but you choose not to. Just be here with awareness in and of itself, and then bring that awareness to the breath. Just give it a place to settle in. As for the affairs of the world, you can let them go. As a poet once said, the world is too much with us. We let it invade our space too much, so that the concerns of the world overcome our own concerns. Because we do have a matter of big concern here inside our minds, which is that we're creating unnecessary suffering for ourselves. Why do we do that? We have to understand, why would the mind do anything like that at all? We all want happiness. So how do we create suffering? How do we create stress? Sometimes we blame the stress on the world outside, but when you put aside issues of the world, you find that there's still stress within the mind. Why is that? That's an issue you should really take time to look into. That's much more important than the other issues of the world. Because this is something for which you are directly responsible. We read the news of the world. There's so much that we can't change. Just see what other people are doing. A few things we can change here and there. And other people will be happy with the changes, and other people will not be happy with the changes. So if you're trying to find satisfaction out in the world, you're looking in the wrong place. Try to look inside, because if we can change this habit of the mind, the habit that creates suffering, and teach it how to be aware, how to think, how to function in perfectly in every way, but without creating suffering, then we've taken care of a big problem. So focus your attention here. As for the world, you can just let it go. Just have your awareness with the body right here in the present moment, using the breath as a way of making the body more comfortable, so that it's good to be here. And then be very careful to watch. When the mind moves away from the breath, where is it going? Why is it going? If it's going in an unskillful place, what can you do to stop it? These are skills that are really worth learning. So make the most of your time here to learn these skills, so that when you do have to go back into the world, you take the skills with you. Because these are skills that are useful everywhere. If you can be in the world but not create suffering, you've learned a skill that will hold you in good stead for a long time to come.